Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 228. We got nothing but trouble. All right? 1991. February 15th, 1991. Budget of $45 million. Box office of 8.4.
Ooh. That stings.
For Dan Aykroyd's directorial debut. Okay.
Yikes.
So, I guess he said he was sitting down with a producer buddy and his brother. His brother wrote this or helped write it. And his producer buddy wanted to watch a movie to take his mind off the pain as ribs were broken. He said, I can't watch a comedy because it'll hurt to laugh. So they went and watched a screening of Nightmare on Elm Street, I think, or something like that. Mm. Or no, Hellraiser. And they noticed the crowd laughing the whole time.
Whoa.
And that's when they decided, hey, people like to be scared and laugh. Let's make a horror comedy. And they proceeded to do neither.
Yeah.
With this film. Okay. Oh, God. We got...
I would argue that Ghostbusters fit that bill. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say Ghostbusters is scary, but there is scary images in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That movie has a good balance.
Yeah, this movie, I remember liking it as a kid for some reason. And I didn't remember much. I remember Dan Aykroyd in this role. I remembered a weird prosthetic. I remembered the gross twins. And I remembered Digital Underground at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Doing all around.
Which is arguably the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the best part. When Dan Aykroyd starts doing the piano solo.
I was like, this is the most fun this movie is having so far. This is great.
Yeah, when we were talking and I was telling you, you were like, I've never heard of it. Dude, I was like, it's Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Demi Moore. And you're like, wow, that's a lot of people. And I almost said this because I was pretty sure it was true, but I didn't because I don't want to be wrong. But it is true. And Tupac.
Yeah, I did not expect Tupac. I was like, what the fuck?
The acting debut of Tupac. Because he's on that song All Around the World, but it doesn't even get to his part. He's got like 10 seconds of that song on the end because he was a dancer for Digital Underground and they put him on the song. Anyways, Tupac's in there. Dan Aykroyd as this 106-year-old judge in a small town called Tanksylvania or something.
What the fuck was it? Started with a V. Vensel? Yeah, I don't remember. It's a play on Transylvania, yeah.
And he also played one of the gross twins, Bobo, but that doesn't matter because those guys are fucking barely in it and aren't funny. It's like somebody just wanted to do all these, let's do these wacky costumes, dude, and it'll serve no purpose to the film, and it won't be funny, and...
I'm wondering, I don't remember when Coming to America came out. I want to say it was late 80s, and that was the first movie that Eddie Murphy did multiple characters. He was the barbershop guys, and he was somebody else, but that was the first time Eddie Murphy had done that, and I'm wondering, obviously he was successful. Someone, if they're like, let's do the Eddie Murphy thing. We'll play different characters and get all the makeup on. I wonder if they're inspired by that movie.
Yeah, and there's really... The plot is so thin. I thought there'd be more. It's Demi Moore needs to get to Atlantic City for some reason. And Chevy Chase agrees to drive her. And then they got two foreign friends that... Join them, hello, you know, for no reason, just to have somebody with an accent because you had to back then or something.
Yeah,
to be, it's comedy. He doesn't talk like us, comedy.
Yeah,
and this is my sister. And anyways, kind of like the guy off what the hell's the Eddie Murphy movie?
Oh, Surge from Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah.
No, I can't be quitting. No, I'm serious.
I cannot. I love Surge.
And, so Dan Aykroyd plays those characters. None of them are very funny. And I don't find the judge to be particularly funny at all. There's seconds in the film where you might want to smirk a little bit at what Dan Aykroyd does, but that's about it.
Yeah.
John Candy is... completely wasted. He's not funny. He's just a cop.
Yeah, the straight-laced cop. But doesn't want to be there, yeah.
Yeah, and he plays dual roles, which doesn't matter at all. because his other role is just him in drag and not saying a word.
I
And so
know, I
that's.
was bummed about that because I'm like, okay, he's playing the cop character, he's playing it straight, fine, no comedy there. But when I saw him in drag, I'm like, okay, this is when we're going to get some like
I thought he was
slapsticky,
gonna
like
talk.
fun
No.
stuff. But nope, doesn't do anything really interesting. He just pulls levers and walks, picks up Chevy Chase multiple times. That's basically it. I was like, oh man, where's the physical comedy?
Yeah, there's a lot of levers and props and trap doors. Like, they just,
Yeah.
I don't know, they threw everything at it. And it's got a vibe of Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
Totally.
kind of. You know, it's like a backwoods hillbilly family in a derelict house. But they never really do much with it. And Chevy Chase is fucking wasted, too.
Yeah.
You don't do a damn thing. And it has one or two Chevy Chase type lines, like, hey, that's about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're pulled over and they get taken to court, which happens in this town immediately at this guy's house, and it's John Candy's, I don't know, is that his dad or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
Think they're
I think all he said was, I've been working for the family since I was 8 or something, so I don't know if he's like a family friend or something. I don't remember.
And so they get there, and oh yeah, the whole thing is he finds out he's a banker, but Chevy Chase isn't a banker, and so he hates bankers and fucking, I don't know, kills them at this place.
Yeah.
Like the funny one of the funniest parts is when they're in there and they find all the IDs of people who have gone lost before. Oh, Jimmy Hoffa missing.
Yeah.
They got his license right here. What do these people have in common? Bankers. I was like, oh my God, really? This is
We're
pretty
going
thin,
with this.
guys. This is pretty thin. Especially to have all these people in this movie. Like, how'd you convince these people? Dan Aykroyd was gonna play the Chevy Chase character so he could do the judge and the guy,
Oh,
but
yeah.
the studio wanted Chevy. That might have been fun to see. Maybe that could have brought some kind of comedy to this movie. But yeah, I don't know why I liked this so much as a kid.
I mean, I can kind of see it because when you had texted me, you said you liked it a lot as a kid, and as I was watching it, I was like, okay, well, this is not very good. But I understand that, like, from when you're a kid, there's like roller coasters, and the house turns into wacky zaniness, and there's slide, people going down slide. So like, there is sort of like a whimsical kind of vibe to the film, like a very kidsy vibe. This isn't like an R-rated, everyone's cursing and saying filthy jokes. It's pretty tame. So I kind of get it. I probably would have
But
liked this as a kid too. Yeah,
it is PG-13, and there is quite a few curses, I thought,
I heard him drop an F-bomb once when he's speeding.
For PG-13. That scene was pretty funny when he's, we're gonna have dinner, and then it's the hot dogs.
Oh,
Yeah,
so
like
gross.
a got a pale hot dog. No, get your trimmings too. That's how I like mine.
Do it like me. Do it like me.
Go ahead, have a dog.
And then one moment he looks over and his nose is a penis. I was like, what
Yeah, and
Oh my God.
it's got the train in the middle of the table with the condiments, and like people are trying to grab things, but it's going too
Yeah.
fast.
Oh.
And was it? I think at that point the like French guy or whatever is still with him, isn't he?
The
They
Brazilian
haven't
guy?
left.
Yeah, he's still
Yeah,
there.
it's whatever he is, and he gets hit in the face with a little pickle, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't do this. No.
I can't stay here with a moving train throwing pickles at me or whatever.
Yeah, so that was probably the funniest scene in the movie. Just the disgusting pale hot
Oh,
dogs
yeah,
getting
it was so
served up
gross.
by silent John Candy female version. I don't remember her name. Bakura or something, I don't
Yeah, I
know.
don't remember.
And then there's a side plot where she falls in love with Chevy Chase, and Dan Aykroyd judge wants him to marry her or something. I don't know. Yeah, then for some reason we got Digital Underground coming in, and all the while they're trying to escape, and nothing's really exciting or funny. It's just a lot of money, really. Like, oh, so, like all these costumes and different freaking elaborate moving sets,
Yeah.
a roller coaster that destroys people and turns them into bones just to be shown for 25 seconds in the film. We're gonna build this, roller coaster.
Bone crusher! That fucking cheesy fucking rock
It's got a theme song.
song.
We got to commission a theme song for the
Oh my
coaster.
God.
Yeah, and then Dan Aykroyd is like ended up playing that Bobo character because he's like, well, nobody wanted to play him. I wonder why.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking weird, Dan.
And then that was your whole plan. Get her. I like it. Scientific. Yeah, then like Digital Underground comes in. And the, hey man, we're hip hop artists. I don't know what you're talking about. It's Humpty. What do you mean, artists? What'd you find in their car? Just a bunch of musician stuff. I'm gonna have to take a gander at that. Bring in their stuff. And then all of a sudden, there's like a close up on a fucking turntable, and then all around the world. And then you can tell, even like Digital Underground ain't that into it. It's like
Yeah.
they're kind of just. It's like they just played it while they're on set. It's not even mixed into the movie to sound good. He's like, all around the world. You know what I mean? It's like live. It's mini set they're doing on set. And then yeah, Dan Aykroyd did the beer, and the band's like, oh God. Oh, he can play. Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
they
the
show his
best part.
part.
It's fucking stupid as shit, but it's the best part of the movie for sure.
It shows Tupac. Oh,
Yeah.
all right.
And
I was in this movie.
the chick rubbing up
Yeah.
behind him after
Yeah.
he's like
Yeah,
dee-dee-dee.
and I liked that song a lot as a kid. And I could never, because it wasn't one, I don't know, Digital Underground didn't get a lot of play on the radio and stuff. You heard that Humpty Dance, but other than that, and I'd always tell people, man, you don't know that song all around the world, same song. People are like, what the fuck is that? And I'd be like, oh, it's in that movie. You don't remember where? And I couldn't remember much about the movie. It's like, and there's like a judge, and there's a fucking haunted house, I think. I'm like, no, never seen it. So I was hoping it was good because I remembered it and I wanted to go back to it just to see now. And then I looked it up. I remembered or found out what the name was, and I looked it up and I looked at the cast. I was like, holy shit, I don't remember all these people in it. That's pretty cool. Maybe it is good. It's got Chevy Chase. It's got everybody. It's got John Candy. No, I didn't remember them being in it because they don't fucking do anything in it. So, and then what they finally escape, and so you think that's kind of going to be the movie. They escape, and now they're kind of together, him and Demi Moore, and they go to like police in a different town and tell them a whole elaborate story. They got a big
Oh,
drawing of
yeah,
the
the whiteboard
house,
is pretty good, yeah.
and you can tell they went through every little point, and they're like, okay. They're like, yeah, so we gotta go stop these guys. And then they show up to the mansion with a giant police escort, sirens going. There's like army trucks of troops, and they get out. We have a search warrant, and I think Dan Aykroyd like answers the door, and then he acts like he's never seen it. Who are you? He's like, no, we got you now. And then everybody says, oh, hey, Judge. So he knows all the cops, and everybody's cool with them. And oh, and then like it just keeps going. They couldn't figure out a stupid ending. And then oh, the house is, remember, because they mentioned once in the movie that this town was messed up by mining, and his cane went through the ground once in the movie. So remember that part? Yeah, now it pays
Yeah,
off
and that's why he hates
because
bankers, because they bankers were involved.
yeah. And so the ground gives out, and the fucking town slash house falls into the mine, but they escape, and now it's this our second ending of happy ending with them at home. And Demi Moore's like, I'm gonna take a shower. He's like, okay, I'm gonna watch a little television, I think. And then there's a newscast. This mining town fell into the mine. We lost all of Tanksylvania. Anyways, one survivor here, and it's Dan Aykroyd. What are you gonna do, sir? I think I'm gonna have to go move with my son-in-law in New York City. And then looks at the camera, and then we get Chevy Chase. Oh, with a fucking surprise take, and then he blasts through the wall
Looney
like Looney
Tunes,
Tunes,
yeah.
leaving a fucking human shape. Yeah,
Yeah,
that was fun. And then we cut to quintessential shitty comedy credits with the 5 second clips of the person as they say who the person is,
yeah.
with Dan Aykroyd, with Chevy Chase,
Yeah.
and oh man, yeah, so that's that. Sorry to put you through that. I was
That's all
hoping
right.
for
It
more.
happens. It happens. I'm sure there's plenty of times where I've like, hey, let's watch this movie that I grew up on that you hadn't seen, and I go back and watch them. Oh, fuck, that was rough.
Yeah, so there's really no redeeming qualities of this. I don't know. I think this was the beginning of the end, maybe, for Chevy and all these guys. They kind of didn't do very much funny stuff
Yeah.
after the 80s, I don't think. This is 1991, so yeah, this is after Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters in 90, 89, 90, I think.
84 is Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2 is 89.
89, that's right.
So coming off that,
Yeah, I think
I
Chevy
think,
Chase, the only thing I can remember him doing in the 90s was Vegas,
yeah.
Vacation, and that's kind of it I can recall. Yeah.
Yeah, stick to the vacation movies. And I think Caddyshack 2 might have come out after this. We get Dan Aykroyd in that, but that's not very good. So,
Yeah. It was cool to see early Demi Moore though. This was before like A Few Good
yeah.
Men and, you know, her career, G.I. Jane and all that shit. So it was kind of cool to see. Obviously she's objectified early in the movie, but other than that, I think she was pretty cool. Cool to see a young Demi.
Yeah, so Dan Aykroyd's directorial debut, Nothing But Trouble, 1991. Wasted cast, wasted movie. It's a 4.7.
Wow, I'm actually higher than you today. That's crazy.
You're
Yeah,
higher?
this yes. It's a nine. No, this movie is pretty rough. I didn't laugh once. I didn't chuckle once. I didn't even think about chuckling. It didn't ever cross my mind. I didn't smile.
I coughed once.
However, I will admit, you know, the reason why I'm a slightly higher than you, we're pretty much the same, but slightly higher than you, is that I guess to the film's credit, the one thing I can say positive about the movie is that it was entertaining. Like it's not, I was never like really bored. There's always something stupid around the corner. It's, you know, it's only an hour and a half. You're in and you're out. But yeah, I've seen movies that are just like I'm bored within the first 30 minutes and I just want to fucking turn it off. And I never really felt that way at this movie. I never felt like I need to just turn this fucking thing off and move on with my life. So with that being said, I was coming with just a five. So we're only a couple points away. I think it's, you know, a middle of the road. You know, if you don't want to laugh, if you don't care about laughing or anything, you just want like an hour and a half of silly, zany, crazy
Yeah.
shit you want to see, then give it a shot. But other than that, yeah, it's kind of a stinker.
Yeah, if you want to watch a horror movie, but you kind of want to watch a comedy, but you don't want to be bothered by, you know, the horror or the comedy of it
Being
all.
scared or laughing, yeah.
Yeah. This is the one for you. And it's free on YouTube with ads. There you go. Gather the family around the family computer and watch YouTube.
My God.
Nothing but trouble. Hey kids, it's Sunday afternoon. It's time for nothing but trouble again.
Yeah.
Everybody get your cookies and milk.
It was
Yeah,
funny because
four
when
point.
I read it on Apple and underneath the thumbnail of the when you're in Apple's
It probably
app.
you had to get through, like, are you sure? Like three
Yeah. It
confirmations.
is
Did
3.99. Are you sure?
did you click on the wrong movie? We're talking about from 1991. We're talking about the same movie? This is what you picked?
Yeah, well, all these fucking warnings up. Yeah, under its thumbnail, when you click into the movie, there's all like related, and there's a, you know, obviously a bunch of movies you can check through. And I was like, oh man, a lot of movies that I grew up on that I haven't seen in a long time. And like they were recommending Money Talks with Charlie Sheen and
Oh,
Chris
yeah.
Tucker. And there's another one called Nothing to Lose, which is another buddy, it's Tim Robbins and Martin Lawrence. But yeah, I was just kind of
Oh
scrolling
yeah.
through. It's just like, man, there's a lot of like buddy comedy stuff in the 90s that I watched growing. Bulletproof with Damon Wayans and Adam
Oh yeah,
Sandler.
and Adam Sandler.
I
That
was just
one's
kind of
good.
like nostalgia, like going through the thumbnails, like, oh yeah, that movie, Blue Streak. I forgot about fucking Blue Streak and all
Oh
that kind
hell
of
yeah,
shit.
dude. Blue Streak is a shit. I'm a Federale. I just love that. Still, that scene comes in my head. Fucking, you won't believe this. And he went up to him and said, "I got to do this. Believe
Oh yeah, the
that.
Wilson brother. I forgot
Believe that."
about
And when he comes into the
him.
place as the pizza delivery, I got the pizza.
Yeah,
Anyways,
that's
that was
so
a good
good.
one. Yeah, 4.7 and a 5. We watched it so you don't have to. And even people in 1991 apparently didn't. 8 million off
Yeah,
of 54
that's pretty
million.
rough.
Damn, I've
Yeah.
lost a lot of money. It's a write-off. Nowadays, they would have put that in the bin and tax write-off that bitch like Batgirl. Wouldn't even have been in a, it wouldn't even have been in a theater. Nowadays, it wouldn't even bother to straight to stream it. Nope, garbage. Burn it. Burn the celluloid. Yeah, 4.7 out of 5. Like I said, it's on YouTube if you want to check it out for free, which I probably would suggest doing that. Sit through the ads and save your $4. Yeah, thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate having you. Like and subscribe here on YouTube, also on Apple Music and Spotify. Couldn't do it without you. Love having you. Till the next Vs. Peace.
Peace.